Masim Sofer says on last week's parasha, Lahal is Ner Tomit. Ner, he says, is a mitzvah. The Gemara says that a mitzvah is only magna b'idna da'osik bo, b'idna da'loy, when you're not busy with a mitzvah. The mitzvah is not magna. And the pasuk says Lahal is Ner Tomit. Lahal is Ner Tomit. So he says, the Chasam Sofer says, avot, that if a person brings the Torah of the mitzvah into the mitzvah, then even the mitzvah is magna matzla tomit. Even the mitzvah is magna afilu b'idna da'loy osik bo. So Pshat is the whole inyan of bringing an aura into the mitzvah, bringing an aura into the kli, is the inyan where the kli becomes a nitzchis digazach, it becomes an aura digazach. And that's the sort of godl tarnish maybe de maisa. And maybe that's the inyan. Chassidim were always very makbid on the inyan that nothing should be chas v'shalom bo'if b'chitzoinius. Everything should be with the pnimius. A kli without the Torah is a kli without an aura. A mitzvah without the Torah of the mitzvah is a kli without an aura. A kli without an aura, we discussed, is the bechinas Esav. The kli without an aura. Esav was supposed to be the kli to be Meshamesh Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu Zer Ampin, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the aura. And Esav was the kli to be Mesharis. And he wasn't Mesharis, he wasn't the Ach, he was supposed to, the brother he was supposed to. So therefore, Tzadikim were always very makbid that the Kli shouldn't become nifrit from the Or. Kli not being come nifrit from the Or is the Bechina of the Mitzvah not becoming nifrit from the Torah of the Mitzvah. So we talk about Torah Mitzvahs, you mustn't talk about the Dover Nifrat Chas V'Shalom. You must talk about the Mitzvah is the Gadol Talmud Shemevili De Maisa. It's the Talmud that's bringing to the Maisa. A person has to have Kavanah that when he's learning Torah, he should bring the Torah into the Mitzvah that the Or can be brought into the Kli. And then a mitzvah that he does, al derech, the or, the Torah, the pnimius that he learned into it, is then the mitzvah has a kedushas Torah. Just like the kli is bottled to the or, the mitzvah is bottled to the Torah of that mitzvah, and that's the tachlis of shleimus. So that's the whole inyan of tetzaveh, the whole inyan of the big day kahuna, a beged in Gemara language, a beged is called a kli. In Mishnayos, when it says kelim, it can mean a beged as well. So the hadlokas on neir is to bring the neir down, is bring the or into the kli. And that's the whole inyan of begodim. Begodim is to bring the or, the kohen gadol the choish in the mishpat, and the orim atumim. The orim atumim was meir. It was meir to the begodim. The or was meir through the begodim, which means the or was meir through the kli. And that's the soda. Everything around the base of Mikdash, the big day kahuna, everything was there. There was begodim. Pashas Truma is full of the kelim. Pashas Truma is full of the kelim. And this is the and Parshas Tetzav is also a parsha of kelim. It's a parsha of the kelim, a kelim around the begodim. The begodim being kelim, and the aura that shines through the beged is the same bechina. And that's the shaychus with the menorah and the begodim. The menorah is the aura shining into the kli, and the begodim is the aura matumim shining through the beged, and the beged is the kli. So that was the whole tachlis of the Bais HaMikdash, that the aura, you should bring the aura into the kli. Everything is a kli, and the tachlis is that the aura should come down into the kli. When the aura and the kli come together, that's considered the olam hatikun. It says kol ha'oseh ke'ilu, it's a ke'ilu hikriv. So there is epson achiza there, because whoever's learning with the chukka that he wants to be mekayim, it's just nenas ikami mekayim. It's the chamal olav akosu ke'ilu aso. So there is an asiyah there. There is a kli there. It's shomor. It's protected for him. That's the whole sod. Ke'ilu, what do I need the ke'ilu kayim? The ke'ilu kayim I need. That Torah that I'm learning has a shmir. It's not going to be mistalik for me. If Torah is not brought down into a kli, it's achatechba. It's like the Ramban says, if Torah is not brought down into a kli, then the Or of Torah will be mistalik. The Or of Torah will be mistalik.